Because Iowa is generally flat, outsiders can assume it is a plain and simple place of beige cornfields, red barns, and pale people. This is nonsense. Iowans are among the most sly and rollicking people I know. They simply like to keep that to themselves. And Meredith Wilson's the music man. Professor Harold Hill comes to Iowa to swindle the locals, but they rob him by stealing his heart. Now, last summer, my wife and I read an article about Iowa in the travel section of the New York Times. The piece opened by talking about pie shakes, a slice of fruit pie blended into a milkshake, which writer Matt Lee extolled as a triumph of design and flavor, evidence of the heartland's inspired practicality. We were thirsty and enthralled, but when we asked Iowa friends about pie shakes, their faces went blank. A few thought we were making an Iowa joke, which takes nerve when you're from Illinois. We spent a couple of days in Iowa City this week and asked where we could find a pie shake. Every Iowan shook their head as if we'd come there expecting to see the Acropolis. I told an audience that I'd finally figured out their little scheme. Last summer, some writers at the esteemed Iowa Writers Workshop hit a snag in their great American novels and decided to write a travel piece to make a little martini money. But when they told New York editors that Iowa is a sophisticated and cosmopolitan place, the editors were skeptical. So they concocted this tale of the pie shake. You can almost hear an editor on 43rd Street purring, "Pie shakes, I love it!" What more valuable thing to learn at a writer's workshop than how to fool an editor? Our host dropped us off at a place where they said pie shakes were available. The waitress seemed to know we were coming. We had apple cranberry pie shakes. They were indeed delicious. I'd call them inspired practicality, but that line's been taken. The next morning, total strangers in Iowa City stopped us to press pie shakes into our hands. But now that the sugar-induced hilarity has passed, I think I can see what happened. When we threatened to expose the Iowa pie shake myth, a small, tow-headed boy went running through Iowa City shouting, "Chicago man and French lady are in town. Want a pie shake?" Alarms went off in silos buried below cornfields. Members of the Iowa Actors Workshop wiggled out of their tight black sweaters, pulled on red plaid shirts, and raised up a prop diner. Member of the Iowa Chef's Workshop, they usually make Coquille Saint-Jacques with Iowa River scallops, pinched their noses and whipped up a pie shake, all just to keep the secret. What do they expect us to swallow next? Iowa soft-shell crabs?
There's nothing halfway about the Iowa